Now that we're in the Mamaku Forest, you can see it's a pretty isolated area. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be one of the loggers, or bushwhackers as they were known, working this area 6 days a week, rain or shine?
There was generally a gang of us who each worked an area of the Mamakus. Our job was to locate suitable logs that could be milled. The trees we targeted were the native kauri, kahikatea, matai, rewa rewa and beech, all of which were abundant in the area. After locating suitable trees, they were felled and then transported by bullock teams to the mill. Once at the mill, the logs were pit sawn and readied for transport by train to the main towns or ports. Oh, the life of a bushwhacker was hard. We provided our own axes and saws, tents and camp ovens. We made our own bread and packed in food wet and dry. Monday morning until Saturday night, dawn till dusk, wet or dry, we chopped and sawed, sending these great thousand-year-old trees crashing to the ground. Felling at 19 shillings an acre, with no compensation for injury, was a hazardous life. Many a man was felled by an accident and had to be carried out of the bush. I myself, well, I've been carried out 3 times. Once with a split foot and a cut above the knee from a wayward axe blow. Yeah, and once with a knock on the head from a falling tree branch. Now, one tree we all hated to cut down was the rewa rewa, as we call it, the bushman's mock. You know, 90% of the accidents that us bushwhackers got came from the rewa rewa. It had, I don't know, something to do with the way its trunks would kick back as they were cut. And if you weren't on your guard, the rewa rewa would get you. On Sundays, we did our washing, cooked as much food for the week as we could safely keep, and gathered a week's firewood. Now, if we were working an area for a while, we'd make huts from ponga trees with nikau palm leaf for a roof. The fireplace inside was as large as we could make it, because at times we would be wet for weeks. We always kept 2 singlets, a dry one for sleeping in, and our wet one that we'd put back on in the morning. At night we'd sit around the fire and try and dry our clothes by turning round to expose wet parts as each side dried. We talked about drinking, but little about women. The language was strong, but not filthy, unless of course you were a bullock driver. Gone are the mills, the bullockies, and all the gangs of bushwhackers. And in many cases, so I've heard, they were lost to the drink we'd thought about, talked about, and dreamt about in those rough, wet little huts in the Mamakus.